أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وله وبعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. We're back again to our class. Today is 7th of October 2020. In Irshad al-Umma WhatsApp group, we've seen النحو العربية, the same book we're using, مقدمة الأجرمية. Now last class we discussed about الفعل المضارع. We explained the parts, the ways of carrying out a فعل المضارع and matching them with your pronouns, your ضمائر. And then I gave us an assignment, but unfortunately none of us have submitted. So this gave me the impression that none of us had actually listened to the class, talk more of doing our assignment, and this is not good from us. I would urge us to still keep on, and then if we really want to learn the language, we need consistency in it. Inshallah, today we are going to take al-fi'l al-amr, command verb, or you say command tense. Al-fi'l al-amri would be the last part of the verb that we'll take before we go back to our kitab al-ajrumiyya. We'll go back to our kitab al-i'rab that we stopped before diverging. So this will be the last class we are going to take before going back to the book. الفعل الأمر, as we know, we explained that a verb is divided into three parts. Number one, فعل ماضي, past tense. Number two, الفعل المضارع, a present tense. And the last one is الفعل الأمر, a command tense. الفعل الأمر can come in two parts, in two kinds. Sorry, not parts, two kinds. The first kind of الأمر is a command. A command is something that is coming from the higher authority to the lower authority. A good example of a command is from Allah to his servants. وَاقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ is a command. Safeguard yourself and your household from the hellfire. It's a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "An aqimu ad-deena wa la tatafarraqu," the command was for them to be steadfast in the religion. To be steadfast in the religion. That's the command. So those command, "Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'ala an-nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima." Sallu is a command verb. Sallimu is a command verb, all from Allah to his servants. But what about when we are now saying a verb that looks like that structure of the command to a superior being? We are the inferior, we are now saying it to a superior being, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say it the same way it is in the command, but it's not translated as a command there. That is the second kind of al-fi'l al-amr. In this aspect, we regard to it as a request. It's a request. So, when you say, "Allahumma ghfir li," "Oh Allah, forgive me," "ighfir" is a command tense. But since Allah is the one you are seeking for his forgiveness, it then means a request. You are asking Allah, you are begging Allah. You are requesting from Allah to forgive you. ربنا لا تحمل علينا إصرا. Oh Allah, لا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. Do not make us to go into this the hardship that those that were before us went through. Now you are begging Allah, you are asking him, you are not commanding him. So in a Fi'l amri, we segment it into two kinds. The first one we call it the command, while the second one we call it a request. The command comes when a superior being is commanding the inferior being. The same way, likewise, if an elderly person is commanding a younger one, it's also a command. The same way, if your principal is commanding you, is your command. Your boss can command you. Your teacher can command you. Anybody who is ahead of you in a position in a given society is commanding you. But when it's now the reverse, that you are the one now asking, you are requesting, you are not commanding. Now let's go. Al-Fi'lul Amri, what is a Fi'lul Amri? From what we have been discussing, because we define Al-Fi'lul Madi, we define Al-Fi'lul Mudari. Al-Fi'lul Madi is a verb that connotes an action done and time. A Fi'lul Madi connotes action done and time. If those two things are not found in a past tense, that past tense is not complete. It's not a past, it's not a tense. It must connote a work done, one, and then the time it was done. For example, when you say jalasa, he sat. He sat. There is a work done. There is an action that took place. And then there is a time. He did it. He did it in the past. He has done it. He sat. Okay? Now, when you come to feel mudari again, present tense, it also connotes a work done and a time. It connotes a work done and the time it's done or it's going to be done. For example, when you say yajli, so he's sitting. There is a work done. There is an action that is taking place. And then there is a time. It's also specified the time the thing is taking place. Meaning he's sitting down now. He's sitting down now. Or he is going to sit down here. So there is this time specified in it. But when you come to fi'l amri, if you look at the definitions of fi'l madhi and fi'l mudhari, you can be able to deduct the definition from the boot. Al-fi'l amri is a command for a work to be done. It doesn't connote time. It only specifies that a work is going to be done without time. For example, pray. Pray. He's telling you to pray, but it doesn't connote that you've prayed before, or you are going to pray now, or you are praying. It doesn't connote any of it. It's just a command for you to pray. Just a direct statement for you, pray. So that is it. Now, Al-Fi'l Al-Amri is very, very easy to trust out based on what we have been learning from Al-Fi'l Al-Madi. For example, we have been talking about jalasa, daraba, and kataba. Let's take kataba for example. If we have fi'l mudari, fi'l madi to be kataba, and fi'l mudari to be yaktubu. Kataba, yaktubu for fi'l mudari. Our fi'l amri would look like this. Uktub. Uktub. Why is it kataba, yaktubu? Uktub. It is because most of fi'l mudari comes with the form that a fi'l madi is going to be make. The only thing there is that alif is what is mainly added to al-fi'l amri. There is no specific sign that is going to be added to make a fi'l amri. Just like fi'l mudari, where you have four letters, alif, nun, ya, and ta. In fi'l amri, you don't have a specific sign. The most frequent used letters added to a verb to give you fi'l amri is alif, just alif. You add it to al-fi'l madi. So it do not look like a fi'l mudari, but you can be able to deduce the differences between a fi'l mudari and a fi'l amri. Here I give you an example. In your yaktubu, which is your fi'l mudari, you have ya to start the letter. In your uktub, which is your fi'l amri, you have alif to start the letter. So mind you, if you are given a statement that it's harakat, fatha, kasra, dhamma, and sukun are not written at all, it you would find it difficult to differentiate between the both, solely because in fi'il mudari you also have alif for ana, ana aktubu. So you can read it as aktubu. And this is where people actually come to make mistakes while translating Arabic written text. So you read aktubu instead of uktub, just because you don't know the basics. So here you don't need to be confused. What differentiates between them is that in fi'l al-mudari, the alif there would have amza at the top to show that it is a complete alif hamza. It is not just a harfun mu'tal. It's not a harfun mu'tal. But in fi'l al-amri, that harf al-fatha is not a complete fatha. It's harfun mu'tal which can be changed to fatha. You can change it to fatha when you're pronouncing the word alone. For example, uktub. Uktub. But if you want to join something with it, you want to drop an to it, you will say aniktub. You say an, and you join the kaf to read immediately. Anuktub. Anuktub. Instead of uktub, you just anuktub. But if it's the alif of al-mudari, you won't have to join because it's not hamzatul wasli. It is a complete hamza. Then how do you pronounce it? An, you say an aktubu. Or because of an is part of the nawasibul mudari, so you say an aktuba. This is another aspect we need to discuss, not now. So what I was just trying to tell you is the pronunciation. In this aspect, you say an ak, while here you say anuk, just directly. So this one, if you have learned anything from Tajweed, you will deduce that the first one is given hamza because it's going to be pronounced. Why the second one is not given hamza? Because it's hamzatul wasli at most time. Okay, now another sign that you're going to use to know if you are given the harakat are written just as I have here. Kataba, yaktubu, uktub. I have all my harakat. What you're going to use to differentiate between al-fi'il mudari and fi'il amri is the fact that at the end of it, mind you, we are talking about now here, so we still continue to be emphasizing at the end, because that is where our work lies. And Nahu tends to check what sound is the last letter of a word taken, and it is what translates the whole word. Now, kataba, the fatha at the end signifies fi'il madi, past tense. Yaktubu, the dhamma at the end signifies al-mudari, present or either present or continuous. Then uktub, the uktub here, the last letter there is having sukun. It signifies amru, either command or requests. So you would agree with me that in those three sentences there are slight differences in it, even though the letters which the fi'il madi was made from originally did not change. The kaf, ta, and ba still remained down to the last verb, but then the harakat changes. So from the harakat you can be able to get the differences between a fi'il madi, a fi'il mudari, and a fi'il amri. And in fi'il amri, what do we call that sukun that is at the end? We call it majzum, jazmu. We call it majzum. So when they say majzum, I told you about marfu', which is dhamma, mansub, which is fatha, majrur, which is kasra. Now we are talking about majzum, jazama, yajzumu. Majzum. Majzum is the one that has sukun. Now let's take another let's take like three or four examples before we round up the class of Fil Amr. We have Doraba. You know, depending on the class which a fi'l madhi falls, that is how you it depends, that is what detects what the fi'l amr would look like. Doraba, yadribu, you can see now that Doraba and Kataba are not from the same class. When I'm talking about same class, I'm talking about scales. Fa'ala yaf'alu, fa'ala yaf'ulu, fa'ala yaf'ilu, or fa'ula yaf'alu, fa'ula yaf'ilu, or fa'ila, like that. Kataba yaktubu, daraba yadribu. In fi'il mudari, kataba is having dhamma, why daraba is having kasra at the demarcating letter, which is the one close to the last letter. Now yadribu. Then in the fi'il amri you will say idrib. Idrib, not adrib, not udrub. Idrib. So that is why I say ohaina ila Musa anidrib bi'asak al-bahr. Anidrib. So you see Qur'an reads it like anidrib, not an adrib, not an idrib. No, they reads it anidrib because the hamza, the alif there is aliful wasl. It is the letter, it is the hamza that is mainly used for al-fi'l amr. Doraba, yadribu, idrib. Then let's look for fa'ala yaf'alu. Dhahaba. Yadhhabu. You see the three structures are now represented. This one you also use e. Idhab. Idhab ila fir'auna innahu taqa. Idhab ila fir'auna innahu taqa. Dhahaba yadhhabu idhab. Idhab. So don't be confused. It doesn't matter what your fi'l amr is, but you just have to know that al fi'l amr has jazmu at the end, which is sukun. Sukun. So when it's now coming to, this is for an individual, and the individual we're talking about here is a singular masculine noun. A singular masculine noun. A singular masculine gender. Singular masculine gender, not now. A singular masculine gender. When you are referring to, I'm referring to you, a masculine and singular, I will say izhab. Izhab. Now, those three examples, let's replicate them to a feminine and see what they would look like for the benefit of us that are females. While we were in school, when we are learning those structures building in Arabic, we actually don't care about the females aspect. Only the ladies you see being serious about it, but then it's very, very important. So that when you now want to make reference, you don't make unnecessary mistake. So in the feminine gender, you say katabat, past tense. Katabat is a past tense. Then you come to the fi'l mudhari. If you have learned it and practiced it, you should know what I'm talking about now. Taktubu. Taktubu. كتبت تكتب تكتب دي ناسي اوك تو بي instead of اكتب now you say اوك تو بي اوك تو بي now you will discover that in this aspect we added year to it that year is what is now differentiating between a masculine the masculine gender and the feminine gender the year there is representing the female it is a year that is added to feminine command tense when you're talking to a female then the same way we come to doroba dorobat we say dorobat past tense then the present tadribu tadribu then the command you say idribi 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 you see that it's just the year that is now ending now the last one zahaba zahabat tadhhabu tadhhabu idhhabi idhhabi now you see we have the three verbs replicated there We have the three verbs replicated here now. Okay. One would ask, where is the jazmu here? Because Ustaz just told us the jazmu is sukun. So where is the jazmu here? Now let's look. In our kataba, when we came to Oktobi, we have ya as the last letter. Ya as the last letter, no longer ba now. So since ya is the last letter, we would check and see what ya is carrying. What is on top of ya? Nothing. It carries nothing. In other words, nothing means sukun. So that is the jazmu. The same way in idribi, instead of idribina, we remove the noon. Tadribina. The noon is removing. So it's not like hasfu noon. Then the ya will be left to remain. The second one, too, dorabat tadribu, idribi. The ya was left to remain. The number three also, zahabat tazhabu izhabi, the ya was left to remain. So, that is for a feminine gender. Now, when you come to al-muthanna, al-muthanna is now, al-muthanna is your dual. Your dual. In dual, we'll be using one sentence now so that we don't have to waste too much time. In dual, you say kataba kataba for muzakkar, that is for masculine. Kataba. Then in full mudari say yaktubani. This one will also sound like a recap for what we have been doing for you. Yak to bani. Then in fil amri say oktuba. Oktuba. Now look at this now. When you see yak to bani and oktuba, you discover that what was removed is just the noon. So the noon was removed, Yaktubani, Oktuba, to give you Musanna. This alif now is not alif of alif al isnain, as we call it, alif of two, Oktuba. Then, if it is feminine, you say katabata, 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 that is past tense. This in the present tense tak to bani tak to Bani. Then in Fi'il Amri, you say Uk to Ba. The same way you say for masculine Tuba. Now al-jam'u for now jam'u for, I'm just looking for whom or hunna, whom katabu. That's past tense. Katabu. Then present tense. Yak tubuna. If you had actually been following in all of our lessons, you should know what I'm doing. You don't even need to ask questions. That same way, while tell you, you need to pay attention to all our classes. Yaktubuna. Then in Fi'il Amri, you say uktubu. Uktubu. That's for masculine. Then for feminine, you say katabna. Katabna. Then in Fi'il Mudhari yak tubna. Then in Fi'il Amri uktuban. October. So you can see how it's made. Do we still have other ones that you would that would take you time to know? For example, like Antuma, Taktubani, October, then Huma, Yaktubani, Fali Yaktuba. That is also a command, Fali Yaktuba. Fali Yaktuba. So, but in a nutshell, this is what Al-Fi'il Amri would look like. If you can get what we've just done here, it will be very, very easy for you. So, inshallah, in our next class, we are going back to our Al-Jurumiyyah now, to now continue from Al-I'rab. Note that as we enter the Al-Jurumiyyah now, we will now start to do grammatical analysis. And as we are doing grammatical analysis, we don't use English. We use those same terminologies I've been giving you, marfu', majrur, mansub, and then, what's it called, majzum. So these are what we're going to be speaking there. So that is why I've taken my time to explain what we mean when I say mansub, and when I say marfu', and when I say majrur, and when I say majzum. So you can know that after here, we'll go back to our muqaddimat al-jurumiyyah. I want to be rest assured that we won't have any problems, because I've given you all the necessary tools, necessary terminologies for you to understand what we will now be talking about at the long run. So we'll stop here, inshallah. I hope everyone of us would see our last class and react to the assignment and submit. May Allah bless all of us for sparing our time to learn this. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر ان الانسان لفي خسر الا الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. يا برا تاسع الفاتح عبد القادر. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله تعالى وبركاته. We meet in our next class, inshallah.